You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Amidst Israel's war on Palestine, France and the UK are preparing to recognise Palestinian statehood. There have been debates about whether New Zealand should follow or whether it should be not considered a priority. 147 out of 193 United Nations members have recognised Palestinian statehood. I spoke to Justice for Palestine New Zealand co-convener Kate Stone about why she believes our government should join the countries. What do you think has been stopping New Zealand from recognising Palestine as a state?
Yeah, so for some time New Zealand took the position that the New Zealand government doesn't actually have a practice of formally recognising states. So rather than recognition of a state formally in that way, recognition was to be inferred from the nature and level of interactions between New Zealand and the other states. And so recognition would be inferred from things like establishing diplomatic relations. However, that practice has been a bit inconsistent. So New Zealand has formally recognised some states, for example, some of the Baltic states in the 1990s, whereas other states haven't been formally recognised. And so for some time, that was the New Zealand government's position. But more recently, we've heard the Minister of Foreign Affairs say that it was a matter of when, not if, New Zealand recognised Palestinian statehood. And Minister Peters has indicated that there would need to be certain conditions that would need to be met. And he has suggested that the conditions for statehood are not met by Palestine, and therefore that seems to be the basis for why they're not recognising Palestinian statehood. The conditions broadly considered at international law to be required for statehood are that there is a permanent population, that there's a defined territory, that there's a government, and that there's a capacity to enter into relations with other states. And many scholars agree, so international law scholars agree, that Palestine meets these criteria. And usually the arguments that are mounted against Palestinian statehood on the basis of these criteria, they rely on circumstances which result directly from Israel's occupation of Palestine. So, looking at the permanent population question, there are millions of Palestinians who live in the diaspora who are refugees who are unable to return to Palestine because of the Israeli occupation. In terms of defined territory, we know that Israel is continuing to maintain an illegal occupation of Palestinian land, and these types of bases shouldn't be used to claim that Palestine doesn't meet the criteria for statehood, because these are the very reasons why we need to recognise Palestinian statehood, to be able to reach a negotiated solution with Israel to bring its illegal occupation to the end, to enable Palestinian refugees to return to their land and to return the land to Palestinians that is rightfully theirs.
How would you respond to those in opposition of the recognition or those who believe that it isn't a priority?
Yeah, I mean, I think we should be clear that an immediate end to the genocide and ethnic cleansing of Palestinians in Gaza and the violent displacement and disposition of Palestinians in the West Bank is the priority, and it is for Palestine. We're calling on the New Zealand government to impose sanctions on Israel immediately and until it complies with international law. But these things are not mutually exclusive with statehood, and in fact I would say that they're deeply intertwined. What we're witnessing in Gaza is the dehumanisation of Palestinians by the Israeli regime, and in effect by the international community through its complicity and failure to stop the violence there. And when we're talking about recognition of statehood, what we're talking about is recognising, breathing life into the inalienable rights that Palestinians have to self-determination. Statehood is one manifestation of that. And it just as Palestine, we believe that it's the bare minimum, basically, that New Zealand should recognise Palestinians' right to self-determination by recognising Palestine as a state, and not withholding this right from them until the Israeli regime agrees to enter into negotiations, which has seemed to be the position so far. So the New Zealand government has tended to suggest that Palestine would sort of receive statehood recognition as an outcome of negotiations to some peace and full settlement with Israel. And our view is that that's back to front, that we should be recognising Palestinian statehood as a starting point for negotiations towards a just peace. This is an inalienable human right of the Palestinian people to determine their political, social, economic status and to be able to develop free from the Israeli occupation, and that is the critical issue in order to enable there to be equitable negotiations between Israel and Palestine.
That was Justice for Palestine NZ's Kate Stone on why she thinks it's time for our government to recognise Palestine as a state.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/becasts.